Casey is recording the call.
Yep. So yeah, the first one I put down, is God real?
All right, so we're going to do some questions about some crazy things like God being real now.
If he is, I don't know.
I like the, as you know, one of my favorite topics has been, is God real? But I love the broadness of that question. And you mentioned, is he? Yes. And then people ask the next question. Prove it. That is what people do. So many people that don't believe in God, they don't believe because they want the proof and they ask for proof. You know, to me, it's always been a thing where it's like, you know how many generations before you believed in God, right? Like, this isn't like something new that we came up with. This isn't, you know, the modern day religion. We're not just talking about jewelry here.
Well, my Bible was published 1995. So that's when it started.
That's when everything started. That's when I figured it out. That's one of the foundational questions to me. You know, how did the earth get here? How did creation get here? The Bible says it's evident to all men that there's a God. And I believe that it really is. And at some point, it isn't actually about asking the question, is God real? Yes, he's real. Yes, he's real. It's evident to everybody he is. It's more about asking the question to yourself, when did you stop believing in God? What happened in your life where you stopped believing that there was a God? You may not have gotten to know him. You may not have known his name. You may not have known much about him. But what happened to you? What injury, what teaching, training, what were you exposed to lose your faith that there was something bigger? That's more the question I respond to people with, because the Bible says it's evident to all men. It doesn't take much more in looking up into the stars or looking at creation or animals or plants and being like, oh, this was not an accident. Everything functions with this supreme order, and yet people still ask the question, is he real? And I ask the question back, where did you stop believing that there was something bigger than you? Where did you start believing in humanism and in paganism and that man was the pinnacle of existence and that you're somehow the chief of and the controller of all these things, that you're the top of the chain and that, you know, you're the point of the world and of the planets? But that's the way I go about it to people, is I ask the utter question. Somewhere in your life, you either quit on, were exposed to something that hurt you from, were exposed to answers you didn't like, or not enough answers to questions like, if God is real, then why wouldn't he? And maybe you were hurt, so you're like, why would he let people hurt me? I wasn't a bad person. Or why would he let people hurt other innocent people? And how could, if there's a good God up there and he's good, how could he even let evil be in the world? And they ask these questions that they never get answers to, even though in the Bible we have these answers from the foundation. He's the ordainer of things. He's the one who writes it out loud. He's the author of the story. And he's God. He is the full and control Lord God, creator of all things, heaven and earth. And because he's in charge, we hear the story. We know where sin was birthed from. We know what happened, you know, from the beginning. We know God's plan to deal with sin and what his goals are. And we know that he's actually God, but not God the way people view him. So they want the God who controls other people, controls bad people, but lets them do what they want. And God isn't into controlling anybody. And that's the part that people don't like. They want the God who's going to just, you know, hey, if Bin Laden's out there, God, put a finger on him, just kill him with some lightning bolts. You know he's evil. God isn't into the I'm going to control and micromanage your life and force you. If God was forcing people to believe in him, everybody'd believe in him. He's not doing that. He's not forcing anybody to do anything. You have to freely choose, freely serve, freely love, freely believe, and out of your own choice, you have to do this because you have the freedom to make a choice. And God has never been into the, I want to control you. But that is what I'm saying right there. That's my answer. My answer is, one, something happened to you if you don't believe there's a God or something bigger than you in this world. Something happened to you, not something happened to me because I do believe. Something happened to you that you don't, if you don't. Because it should be somewhere in there. You should be going, well, this, I don't get all this. Somebody taught you wrong, or you didn't get taught right somewhere. And then the other part of it is understanding some of the big questions. You know, what is God trying to, why would God let evil be in the world? Well, God's trying to deal with that. You know, God's not the one to put evil here for us. You know, he didn't invent evil. why would God send, you know, good people to hell? He's not. He's sending the devil there. Just people are bound and determined to go and chase the devil into hell. God's doing everything, including sending his son and dying for you to stop you from going there. Still, people seem determined to go there. You know, God isn't trying to run every part of your life. He's trying to be part of it. You know, people just have, they don't have answers to simple questions, but it's big world questions, you know, and they run away from the answer. But that's what I'm saying. I still believe they know in their heart, even the people that say, is he real? In their heart, they believe he is. Well, they believe there is something bigger. Well,
like in modern day, it seems like a lot of people that will insist they don't believe in God, they don't take the time to ponder, to meditate on, and to really think about